Well, Matt has a lot of outstanding lacrosse knowledge, which he's picked up being around his father, who's coached our JV team for many years so far, and been involved with lacrosse since first or second grade, and always been a very unselfish player, and I think he's going to bring quite a bit to the table for the Queens lacrosse program as an offensive player.
Bob, in the early years, it seemed like your program was channeling kids to Hofstra. Now it's kind of gone even further south, North Carolina. Thoughts on that?
The lacrosse world has changed dramatically over the years. There was a time probably 12 to 15 years ago where the number of programs playing lacrosse at the level of Corning East was a pretty small number. Also, we were, for many years, had an advantage because many of the best players from Long Island really didn't want to go to Hofstra. That has since changed dramatically. So, and in Long Island, as we know full well, Corning East has had some great players and has had some great success, as well as a huge number of players. And that's the other thing, too. In the upstate area we are in here, there's a very limited number of players with the level that they can play at the Division I or Division II scholarship level. So I think that that's another thing that's really dramatically changed. Not only has Long Island opened up and accepted Hofstra as being a good place to go, but also there are kids that are now being recruited by teams like Syracuse, Hofstra, from Texas, from California. And that didn't happen. That didn't even happen 5 to 7 years ago. It was really within the last 10 to 12 years after the Gates really sort of revolutionized and opened up Canada, the level of or number of Canadian players really changed things. And I think a lot of the coaches at the top level really saw Canada, and then later on some of the great, great athletes in places like California, Texas, and probably soon Florida as a great opportunity to mine some gold.